Hey, look, it's Anti-Bullying Week this week. National Bully Awareness Day is on the 20th, Friday, later this week. There's an author joining us right now who's just got a new book out, From Bullied to Brilliant. Can we just welcome Karen Clark, who's going to join us on the air. Karen, we were saying before that bullying, I guess in all our days, was more physical. You know, you get a little dust-up behind the toilets on the way home from school. It's a lot more involved these days. What's your experience? How does bullying look today?
Yes, it's my understanding that bullying is far more a process that's done discreetly and out of sight of most people. It isn't physical so much these days. It does still occur, but schools are much better prepared for that. So a lot of it is extremely subtle.
I'm playing devil's advocate for a moment, and I want to make that clear. This isn't my viewpoint. But some people do say, oh, you know, the younger kids these days need to get over themselves. It's all part of growing up. You know, it's going to toughen them up for life and work and that sort of thing, you know, and that there's an overreaction to bullying. Again, I don't think that, but that is some of the thoughts out there. What are your feelings on that?
Well, if you look at teen suicide figures, I'd say that there isn't an overreaction to bullying. And if you're comfortable with that and accept that in your society, then, yep, sure. But personally, I think we need to make the world a kinder and better prepared place rather than a tougher place. That would be my take on it.
It's one of those things that as parents, I think we all struggle to know what do we do, how do we protect our children, because they get it from all angles, don't they? And I guess, obviously, it's not working. Whatever we're doing, it's still there. Bullying is still apparent every single day. It's a major concern for parents, isn't it?
It is a major concern for parents. That's why I'm really interested in it as a problem. That was my experience. I have three children, two now in high school, one in primary school. And I realised when I was investigating what you do to support your kids through school, especially children who are raised in a loving and gentle fashion, how do you protect them when they go into a world that's harsh and filled with this idea that you need to toughen up? I don't want my six-year-old toughening up. I want him to grow into a young man and understand how to be compassionate and kind and tolerant and how to take care of other people around him. I do not want a hostile and unhappy a teenager on my hands. So, yes, it's a huge problem for parents, but there are answers.
What I found encouraging, and which is why we got you on, in your new book, From Bullied to Brilliant, you talk about some amazing Australians, in fact, people worldwide, who suffered bullying as a child or as a teen, who went on to do amazing things. What do you think the key to their success was? How did they survive?
Okay, the key to their success is turning their attention away from the problem, which is the bully, which is a waste of time, because if you sort one bully out, then what happens when the next bully comes up? And turning their attention to what they believe, what they love, what they care about, what they're passionate about. And every single one of these people have gone on to create something incredible out of a passion. They've turned their attention away from the problem and into a solution, and that's what I'm interested in.
What would be one, you know, take-home tip that you'd give to parents that maybe suspect that there is a bullying problem happening with their child?
The take-home tip would be to open up communication between you and your child and have some real conversations, have proper conversations about what bullying is, understand it as a problem, and take the onus away from the child. Children don't need to be super smart. They don't need to be super prepared. What they need to do is understand how to care for themselves in a hostile environment, how to remove themselves from that, when to ask for help, and how to recognize that they actually are pretty cool, regardless of what somebody is saying to them outside of their world.
You just want to wrap them up, don't you? You do. You want to cotton wool them until they're 18 and say it'll be okay. Just get through those couple of years, and everything changes once you leave high school, even uni. It's a different world.
It is.
You become your own person, and just hang in there, kids. Everyone, hang in there. From Bullied to Brilliant. She's the author of a new book. You can find her website frombulliedtobrilliant.com. It's nice to have Karen Clark for Anti-Bullying Week in support of National Bullying Awareness Day, which is on this Friday. Hey, Karen, thank you for the advice. We appreciate it. Nice to chat.
You're most welcome. It was lovely talking to you.
You too. We're family's always number one here at 96.5.